Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Folks, look, I'll tell you what we're going through right now with Trump and these H-1B visas. We have to slap Trump down every once in a while. We didn't used to be able to do it very well. That's why he got 3/4 of the way to a deal with Chuck Schumer for mass amnesty. It was allegedly for 4 million, but would have really applied to about 10 million since USCIS didn't have a way to check for fraud. If Donald Trump had gotten that deal through, I don't think he'd be president. I think he would have not been able to get the votes. It just would have been such a massive young illegal immigrant pro-Democrat population. But thankfully, Ron DeSantis and other members of the Freedom Caucus stopped Donald Trump. We didn't have X then. And Trump is a great guy, but he's a hired gun. He is. And so when Donald Trump started talking amnesty again a few months ago, a couple of Republicans had wanted to do it, our side went absolutely buck wild on him, and he shut up. And it stopped, it ground to a halt. They were already having press conferences to Republicans, mind you, in partnership with the Democrats. We crushed it online. So what I'm doing today is I'm crushing this new idea that we're going to keep the H-1B visa system and just keep chunking it out. Because we're not going to do that. We're not. That's a privilege that you, if you want to bring in all these people to work, that's a privilege you can have when you create enough jobs for them. There isn't even enough jobs for us. Again, I can't repeat this number enough because I want to drive it home. I want to drive it home to those listening to this show for show prep who might think today, well, I'm going to try to, you know, cut the baby. I'm going to try to make it look okay. I'm going to try to pretend that Trump was confused when he said what he said about H-1B visas. He wasn't. He deliberately misunderstood Laura Ingraham, who was very clear in her question. She was talking about H-1B visas. She was talking about the 1.3 million who are here and the 85,000 a year that come. She was talking about the same people as Will Keane was talking about on Fox News.
700,000 H-1B visa holders in America. Now, who is coming to this country to take these high-skilled jobs? As I mentioned, STEM fields dominate the occupations. And most of the workers come from India. In fact, 70% of H-1B visa holders come from India. Another 10 to 15% come from China. 80% of H-1B visa approvals are for entry-level or junior-level jobs. That's a little hard to stomach when we hear that we're not talented enough or that we're not skilled enough for these jobs when you consider that most of these jobs are actually at entry or junior-level jobs. And it's definitely to the benefit of corporations, tech companies that can hire foreign workers, trust me on this, cheaper than American workers. This is laid out, by the way, by billionaire tech entrepreneur Palmer Luckey.
There's so much H-1B abuse. You would not believe what I saw when I was in Silicon Valley. It is insane. It's obviously a program to try and replace U.S. workers with basically slave labor that can't ever escape. H-1B abuse is crazy.
Again, Vice President Vance went after Microsoft for announcing the firing of 9,000 Americans, then turning around and listing almost all of those jobs verbatim for H-1B visas. It was an absolute outrage. So for Trump to pretend, well, there's just some skills we just don't have because we haven't manufactured in 30 years, as Scott Bessent said, and we need to bring those people in, I'm fine with that. Nobody cares. That's not what Laura Ingraham was talking about. He knows it. Scott Bessent knows it. Scott Bessent, to his credit, is just trying to cover for Trump because he knows that that was a very deep self-wound when Trump said Americans just don't have the skills. And you know what? In some cases, they don't. And I've talked very favorably about that. I mean, the Arizona plant that's going to be making those chips from Taiwan is brilliant. I mean, it's going to be a Taiwanese company. It's going to come in here and make the chips. They will bring their management structure with them. We don't know how to make the chips anymore. We used to. Yeah, no, absolutely. They should have visas. Why? Because they are foreigners training Americans to take their jobs. That's what we want. We do not want Americans training foreigners to take their job like at Microsoft. And Trump knows the difference. He knows the difference. And that was what was so pernicious about. So what are we doing today? We're slapping Trump down. I slapped him hard when he started talking to Amnesty again. Everybody else did too, and he shut up. He needs to shut up about this too and get back to business. And by the way, you know what's so outrageous about this whole thing? Just the grinding stupidity of it. Nobody's done more than Trump to stop the HB1 visa pipeline. I don't know why he didn't just say that to Laura Ingraham. He put $100,000 a head fee on the application. Yeah, it used to be $2,500. So that evens it up. Nobody wants to pay $100,000 to hire a guy you're only hiring because he's cheaper than an American and will work for 7 years like a slave until he gets a pathway to citizenship guaranteed for him and his family, which is the reward at the end of 7 years of toil for an American slaver corporation. By the way, none of this is capitalism. It's crony capitalism. It's evil. He's not working for money. He's working for immigration status, for a future for him, his mom, his mother-in-law, her husband, everybody out there to be able to come chain migration afterward and to give that to these corporations so they can sell it and work them like a slave for 7 years and shove Americans aside is dead wrong. Trump knows this. That's why he put the $100,000 fee on it. Why didn't he just take credit for that? That's what I don't understand. Self-inflicted wound. That audio is horrible. And the Democrats are going to play it ad nauseum in the midterms. And it's not even true. Trump's really real. And by the way, he should have cut down the existing H-1B visas. He didn't. But this is basically a blockade for the future. It's what he should be doing. It's great. I don't know why he argued with her.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.